Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy.
Who dancing in the car right now?
Just keep the car straight. Don't be surfing that car back and forth between the lanes, all right? What a night last night
it was, man.
Was that, I don't know, prisoner of the moment, whatever, recency bias, I don't care. Was that the best moment so far in that building?
Hell yeah.
It feels like it might be. For the Falcons. I know Atlanta United and other stuff. From a Falcons perspective.
Hell yeah.
I think that's the win. I think that's the best win so far, Mercedes.
Bro, I don't think it's close.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I know the first year they did go to the playoffs, and maybe I'm forgetting something from that season.
Was that the Philly game? Was that in that building when Julio caught the screen?
That was. That was in that game. That was like a week three game.
Yeah, that was
right?
A hell of a game.
That was a big game. Yeah. That was definitely a big game. But I don't know, man. Last night just felt – it felt different. Very, very special, man. For what happened in that building.
Oh, no doubt about it, dude. I really enjoyed watching the game. Obviously, looking at it on TV, it looked like it was a scene.
Yeah,
it did, and as we talked earlier in the show, just watching, you know, the escalator that takes people out of the stadium and everything like that, ATL, you know, and that was so great and everything, and I always laugh because I know how many people left the stadium and then tried to come back in.
How many people turned the game off?
You know, I'm not turning nothing off.
I know you're not.
Oh yeah,
and neither am I.
Because
how many people fired off?
I still believe that if you do that to your team, if you walk out of the stadium in a close game, you should not be allowed to be a fan anymore.
I agree.
I just believe that
with you.
I believe that. I believe
should,
that.
But should, no, don't give up on your team.
It was great, man.
How many people firing off like loser tweets? Like,
yes.
Oh man, dang it. Like whatever, or worse,
yeah.
Like before the game.
Yeah.
People have watched sports before, right? And I get it. I know what the Falcons have done to people.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes.
That is a game that they lose historically.
Yes.
The Saints game on Sunday is a game they lose historically.
Yes.
Maybe that's why this team is a little bit different.
I don't know.
Because the three wins they have this year very much would have been losses in years past.
I
right?
Agree.
They would have just, instead of finding a way to win them, they would have found a way to lose
I agree.
Them. But they found a way to win them.
Yep.
All five games they've played this year, they've had the ball in Kirk Cousins' hands with a drive to win the game.
Yep.
3-2. I mean, obviously you would like to have those other ones. But, I mean, 2 in a row. He's got 3 game-winning touchdown drives in the first 5 games of the season this year. It's pretty damn good.
But that goes to, you know.
Well, I guess last night was a field goal drive.
I always enjoy that because, you know, you know how I am. I call them the promotions. You know, the promotions. The people get up in their promotions. You know, if y'all don't know, it's fan emotions. So call them promotions. You get in sometimes, and it's like, it's the end of the damn world. Oh, Desmond Ridder could have did that. You know, just relax. And I can't say relax because it doesn't make no sense to me. Sir. Saying relax to a sports fan is like saying relax to your woman.
You might get punched in the face. It's like telling a fire to stop burning.
It's going to happen. I understand it's week to week and all those different things. But damn, and I do my best not to be a prisoner of the moment in certain situations, but I might have to be there. This team is different.
They feel different.
They feel different. Now, they got some stuff they got to work out.
Sure.
And if I'm damn Terry Fontenot, it don't hurt to call. Hey, Joe Douglas, what y'all want to do with Hassan Reddick? Because they need some pass rush in a bad way. But I'm saying, why would he come here? I don't know. But I'm just saying.
You know what you'd have to do.
You know what you have to do.
It's not complicated.
But the thing about it is.
You just have to give him money.
Could he be like Matt Judon and be like, all right, I want to earn me a contract here. Does he think like that?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because if he did, he might be on the field for the Jets or the Eagles.
But I damn sure call.
But I like where your head's at.
They need pass rush.
Desperately.
They need pass rush.
Desperately. They had 0% pressures on Baker in the first half.
Yeah. Now, a lot of
now in the second half, they got a little better.
But the thing about it, they talk about the time to get the ball out. There was time. He was in the pocket waiting for the routes to develop. But I thought David Onyemata played really good. I thought Grady – played good last night.
Especially in the second half. It was nice to hear Grady's name get called a few times.
Because the thing with Grady, when he was getting the one-on-ones, he was winning. And so that was the big thing about it. But they got to do some different things on defense, but they got to pressure pass it better, man. Because if they don't, it's going to be like this.
Yeah, no doubt. You're going to let quarterbacks pick you apart if you give them time like that, whether it's Baker Mayfield or whoever. All right, before we jump into an NFL no huddle, let me let you know about a number of things. Number one, we are broadcasting live from Topgolf in Alpharetta. This place is awesome.
I didn't know. I mean, there's a – This place is packed already.
Yeah. Well, I walked in here at 10 a.m. this morning. It was already people here hitting balls.
It's people
which
on,
is awesome.
What they call this thing, decks? Or
Yeah. We're in the upper deck.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're every – like, and then – you know what? I'm not in the mood to make fun of people today. So I'm not going to make fun of people who came in here with their whole set of golf clubs.
Hey, no.
I'm not going to make fun of them.
If you want your own, you bring them in.
I'm not going to make fun of the fact
people go to bowling alleys with their own bowling ball.
That you wore a collared shirt in here today, okay?
Well, I did. I did, too.
Whatever. I knew you were going to say that.
I did two things.
You wore your Washington collared shirt.
I wore my Washington collared shirt because I didn't feel good about what I said yesterday about Top Golf. I said, like the golf course is fitting of a collared shirt.
Yes.
Well, so is Top Golf. I'm hitting golf balls. I got my collared shirt on, and I got a Husky collared shirt.
I never thought today.
It looks good.
I never thought.
Kind of got the buttons low.
I never thought today.
Chest hair out.
When I saw that, I was like, look at this.
In case my wife shows up.
Look at this. Is she coming through?
I don't know.
Oh.
She might.
Hey, I mean, my wife.
I got to be ready at all times.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but yeah. I was like, look at my dude right here with his collar, little key to the collar shirt on. When he told me, just said that you should wear a collared shirt yesterday.
I
waited 24 hours.
First of all, I didn't say what anyone should or shouldn't
What'd you say?
I said, I might not. For that reason.
Hold on.
Well, I said, because, like, I don't look good in collared shirts, I don't think, first of all. And I kind of feel uncomfortable with them, and I really only normally wear them when I go play golf.
Right.
But I was like, but I'm going to hit golf balls there.
Uh-huh.
Then I also said I wasn't going to wear it because I like to wear my Husky shirt. And I thought, you know what? I have a Husky polo shirt.
Man, I'm done.
Let me put it on. It says Husky Tie Club. You know what that is?
That.
It's the very exclusive alumni club, which I'm not a part of. I bought this at a secondhand store. I bought this at a secondhand store 10 years ago, but I like to pretend that I am. All right, so we're at Top Golf in Alvarado. You want to come by and see my polo shirt? Come by. Shout out to Josh.
Yeah, man.
And a number of other first responders that are all here hanging out today. They said they listen to us every single
day. Appreciate you so much,
while they're
Josh.
Driving around doing actual work. We're goofing off, and he said that we help them get through the day. All right. Another thing that we are doing is this fundraiser called the Helene Assist. We've already gotten past $3,000 in the first couple of days. Our goal is $10,000. Here's what we're going to do. We love giving shout-outs on Happy Hour Fridays. If you make a donation between now and 2 o'clock and you leave a message, there's a little message board on the website where you can leave some words of support. If you leave a word of support, we'll give you a shout-out on the radio. It obviously doesn't matter how much you donate. You could donate $5. You could donate $100, whatever you have. But if you're able to do that, then we will give you a shout-out. Go over to 929thegame.com. You can find the link there. You can also just go directly to supportnow.org/theheleneassist. I've got it on my Twitter account as well, at TVM929. Plenty of ways to get to the site. But leave a comment. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. Anything else I needed to mention? We're going to take phone calls in 10 minutes.
Yes.
We'll get the phone lines open in 10 minutes at 404-726-0929 to talk to Falcons fans about that amazing game last night.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All that said, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, let's hear from the head coach after the game last night, talking about his team's ability to bounce back.
You know, I don't even know. That's just the team. That's the culture that these guys created. They don't quit. They fight. They go no matter what, no matter how long it takes. Tonight went into overtime, and these guys just played for each other. They played together. It wasn't perfect, but that was a team win in the South, and I love it.
Oh, man.
I love hearing a head coach with no voice after
man.
A game like
yeah.
that. I
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, man. I'm so happy for this team, for this fan base, because you said it before we threw to the music. They usually don't win games like this. You know, they don't win games like this, man. And I can understand people leaving it and walking out of the stand. I mean, but they played – and they stayed in the game. And I think one of the things that I've always been taught by coaches, and when you're in situations like this, stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. As long as you're in the fight, there's always a possibility that you can win.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the way Kurt played last night, Kurt was outstanding last night because he got in that zone. The ball placement was there. The way they attacked the middle of the field, I mean, and I'll throw him in. You talk about Moody, how he balled. You had 19 catches between the two guys that you thought were going to carry this pass game.
Yeah.
And Kyle Pitts and Drake London.
Yeah, last night was between the two of them what you expect.
Yes.
That's what you expect it to look like.
Exactly. So you got 19 between them. Moody comes on. Cordero Hodge steps up when the phrase of next man up sometimes is it, you know.
So we say it because it's true.
Yeah.
But it's also ridiculous sometimes when the next man isn't capable.
Yeah.
He was.
Yes.
He was capable in that moment.
Yes.
He was in a couple of times when Drake London got banged up. They targeted him both times.
Yes.
Caught the ball. And obviously the game-winning touchdown. Here he is after the game talking about that touchdown.
I caught it and I seen space and I just didn't look back. I'm saying end zone or nothing right now. Take advantage of opportunity, man. I'm like I said, I'm still in awe. I'm soaking it all in right now. I'm just so grateful.
Oh my God!
There we go. There we go. Hell yeah!
Hey, what's up, my man?
We're not laughing at Kadarrell.
No,
like we literally didn't hear anything that he said.
Oh my God!
One of our listeners just walked in, just decked out.
Decked
man.
Out, got his clips and golf bag.
Yeah, all his clubs.
All his clubs.
We got a cowboy hat.
Got a cowboy hat. A tucked in polo with pink golf carts.
I mean, there's a belt buckle.
And
I don't know what's on that.
I love
belt buckle. Players championship.
I love it.
That guy,
I love
that guy
it.
Looks like he's going to play on the Champions Tour right now.
Yes.
Like, he's going out there and playing right now.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it.
Phenomenal.
I love it, man.
Phenomenal.
But, yo, I mean, that's you saw this about Cordero. They love this
yep.
dude. They love him. He saw when Drake London was interviewed on the field after the game, how he wanted to turn all the attention to him. Like, hey, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. But he answered the bell. Defense gave up 6 points in the second half. And they were able to I saw something earlier this morning. Somebody said that the defense has always built the offense out now as they turned and all those things. But I thought that drive after the turnover, I thought Tampa's play calling was awful. But at the same time, the Falcons were able to push him back penalty, and then you're out of field goal range.
Yes.
And then that was the biggest thing.
There's a lot of little details that happened in that couple of minutes that allowed the Falcons to keep their head above water and have a chance to go down the field.
Stay in the fight.
And when, like, again, stay in the fight, next, all these things are things you say, but then when you do what they did last night, then you're going to stay in the fight next time. Like, it's just proof that you're still alive as long as there's still time left on the clock. Like, if Lavonte David doesn't intercept that pass and it just falls down on the ground, they probably are in field goal range.
Yep.
They probably make that field goal. The Falcons have to go down the field and score a touchdown to win the game as opposed to kick a field goal to send it to overtime. No one's blaming Lavonte David for he made a play. That's what you're supposed to do. But if he doesn't intercept that ball, the game might go differently.
Right.
He did. If the Falcons don't come on the field and play excellent defense on that drive, the game goes differently. Right. They missed a call, so
they missed calls sometimes. They missed face mask.
They missed a call on Kyle Pitts in the end zone a couple weeks ago. Guys missed calls.
It damn sure was a face mask.
It was a face mask. But it would have been offsetting.
I mean, they're just that part about it, and then Jesse Bates. But then that was one of the worst offensive possessions after a damn turnover.
When the Falcons recovered the fumble.
It was awful.
Yes.
That was
the worst moment of the game for the Falcons.
Awful.
Awful. Gave it right back to him. Looked just like that drive at the end of the Saints game where they gave it back to him in 12 seconds or whatever it was. So they are capable of those drives, even in the midst of games that are really, really well called and really well played. All right. The phone lines are open, Falcons fans. Tell us what that game last night meant to you. Really anything you want to get into coming out of that game, the 3-2 start, whatever it is. But the phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Open phone lines for Falcons fans next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, man.
We are we're broadcasting live from Topgolf in Alpharetta. Now, the easiest way to describe how to get here is if you're driving north or south on 400, doesn't matter, you'll see the net.
Yes.
You see the big net. When you see the net, just get off, and then you can come on over.
Yeah, man.
We're hanging out till 2 o'clock. There's a lot of people here.
I took my boys here a long time ago. I had to because it was like Isaiah wasn't even driving last time. Me, him, and Samson came up here one afternoon. We were in the area, came up here, hung out for a couple hours. Man, it looks a lot different than the last time we were here.
Very nice. Newly renovated. I mean, you could tell everything is just top-notch. And we're up top. So if you come in, the stairs are right to the left. Come upstairs. Everybody's welcome up here. You can come by and say what's up. There's also like a rooftop bar over there now.
Oh,
they didn't used to have that before. It's all set up over there. Patio seating.
Might have to make a stop.
Pull up at the bar. They got a bunch of big screen TVs. I was sitting there, man, that looks like a good, like, get here, like kickoff 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes.
Hang out all day.
Yes.
Enjoy the football games.
Yes.
They also said, because there's a big space, for cornhole, and there's a stage, but they're going to replace the stage with a big screen where they're going to show games as well. So really getting it decked out for basically for sports watching, which I don't know about you, Randy, but I like watching sports.
Hey, man, I love watching sports.
Me too.
I love watching sports.
You know what makes it even better?
What's that?
When the team that you're rooting for plays like the Falcons did last night.
And win the damn game.
And wins the game the way that the Falcons did last night. What an absolute treat that was to watch and talk about. And we're going to talk about it with you. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Full phone lines, of course. But as soon as someone drops off, you can call and get on hold as well. We'll start with Jeff, who's in Johns Creek. What's up, Jeff?
Listen, I'm coming to the Andy and Randy confessional, okay?
All right,
so
all right,
I'm a season ticket holder in section 242, and when Kirk threw that interception, I walked up the stairs, okay? And I missed the whole thing.
Damn,
and
Jeff!
I am so sick. I mean, I'm like over here grieving. I mean, what am I going to do? I got to do some sort of penance with my season ticket holder buddies. They're going to be all over me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So what do I got to do? How do I get out of the doghouse? I am in
Because that's the role. That's the role of the confessional. We've got to come up with some sort of penance.
No.
Now, first of all, good for you for calling and admitting it publicly.
Jeff, drinks on you. For a while.
Drinks
will be on you for a while.
Holy water's on you.
Yeah, man.
Is that going to get me out of the doghouse?
With your boys? Yeah.
For a while. We're not talking about
round. Not next home game, no.
Yeah, for the next month when you're with your buddies, drinks are on you.
Yeah, drinks on Jeff.
Like, you got to pay for it. So, again, Jeff, we appreciate you calling
appreciate
in.
Appreciate you, Jeff.
And
being honest.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
I got it off my chest with Andy and Randy.
Yeah, you did.
All right, brother.
We appreciate that. Thank you, Jeff. That's tough, man.
Yeah, dog.
It's tough.
It's tough, especially when people saw you, the people that know you, that sit with you, saw you leave.
Holder. They know who you are. They know where you sit. You left. I don't know, man. Like, I understand the Falcons have done this to people.
I do.
Like, when the thing goes bad in the fourth quarter, it tends to stay bad in the fourth quarter, and you don't want your heart ripped out of your chest again. But this team feels different than that. I'm not predicting a championship, whatever. I'm not going that far.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, like, the three wins that they have this year, they wouldn't have won these games in years past. Last night, they would have lost that game last year. They would have lost that game 5 years ago. They won it last night. Spencer is in Atlanta. What's up, Spencer?
What's going on, guys? I'm a long-time listener. You know, I tag y'all in all my funny videos on Twitter. But I just want to say, Jeff isn't the only person that left. A lot of people left with Kirk Gary interception. I sat in my seat and watched people scatter back to their seats like musical chairs when he got the ball back. But that wasn't even what I called for. I just want to say he's not the only one that got to buy drinks. Got to buy drinks. But I do want to say, has a kicker ever been more important to a franchise than all our kickers have been to Atlanta? Young Blake Cool is probably a superstar in Atlanta right now. We depend on him for everything. When we name top five players on franchises, kickers shouldn't come up. We shouldn't know Young Way Cool this much. He is a superstar in Atlanta. And I just want to talk about that. I just want y'all to speak on that. I appreciate y'all.
He deserves all the credit.
And just like he was saying, you go back to him. You go back to Matt Bryan when he was at his height.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody knows about Mort. But, I mean, they've always had a great kicker. And I had my reservations about Young Way Koo at first. I won't say because he didn't make deep kicks.
Yeah, understandably.
Yeah, he just didn't.
Yeah, and he was here because he got cut from the Chargers.
Yeah,
right?
Remember that.
Yeah, and he was, you know, he got off to a nice start. He was on a team that wasn't particularly good.
Yes.
So it was sort of a unique situation, almost like a closer on a bad team in baseball, you know, but he was making game winners even on those teams that weren't particularly good. But you're right, his range wasn't great. That's gotten better. Now the games mean more because the team's good. There's higher expectations, and he's still standing and delivering.
I love it.
Twice in 5 days.
I love it. Now he needs to learn how to tackle.
Well,
but he's a kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he got busted up pretty good.
Learn how to tackle, avoid it.
Or like, get out the damn way.
Either get better at it or stop trying. Because when they didn't kick the ball at the end of the first half, because that, you know, obviously the way the game ended, we're not nitpicking certain things that could be nitpicked.
Right.
I thought they should have kicked a field goal at the end of the first half.
I did too.
I was surprised that they didn't. it made me wonder if that hit that he took on that kickoff
Correct.
Affected him.
Right.
Because he also – he missed that – and I think the 41-yarder that he missed was before he got hit on that kickoff return. And then the field goal got blocked, and that wasn't his fault. That wasn't anything he could really do about
Protect
that.
The inside, Storm.
He got blocked, the guy. You can't – like, Youngway can't pump fake a kick,
yeah.
let the guy go
block
by
the
like,
inside,
a, like a
guy,
three-point
Storm.
Shooter and then kick the ball after he flies by. But, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. Youngway Koo is vital to the success of this football team, and it's good to have a kicker that's as clutch as he is. James is indicated.
Hey, I got to just scatterbrain thoughts, man. I was writing down there in the game. Caleb McGarry, I just want to clap for you. I could care less about those hold the ball too long sacks. Kyle blocking Pitts. Mooney plays like a legit number one, and Drake plays like a legit number one. I was driving through Atlanta. Ain't nothing like the Falcons, Atlanta traffic when the Falcons winning.
Right.
And I think one thing about Kirk that like goes really underrated is that he knows how to take a sack now. Like when he's taking a sack, he falls. He goes straight to the ground. I like that about a quarterback that had an injury. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Talk about how important that is, Randy. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hang up and I'm gonna let it go, baby.
I think.
Thank you, James.
The biggest thing is he's not where they are, but you watch all older quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, the ultimate one was that damn Dan Marino. Dan, it would be three feet from Dan. Dan dropping. You know what I mean? Dan getting the
he's
hell
going down.
Dan getting the hell down. Peyton did all.
Yeah, remember Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning would just crumble.
Yeah, it's crumbled up, man. And I think the one thing that Kurt did, and they got lucky last night because he forced it when he was going down. You remember when he was going down and he pushed the ball and he thought it was a fumble and everything? Like, even though the Falcons recovered it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the less hits he takes, the better, obviously.
Yeah.
And we all know that, you know, teams are going to pressure the Falcons more because you can't let him sit back there in the spot.
That's right. And for sure, credit for trying to avoid some of that stuff when it's not needed. Like, you don't need to get hit. But let me say this, though, too, about him. He'll stand in the pocket and get hit in the
Dude,
face.
Dude, he will. He's
like, if he needs to get the ball out, and he did that a bunch of times last night.
He's going
to
take a hit.
And he knows he's about to get destroyed.
He's gonna take
but, hey, I mean, if I don't stand here, I'm not going to get this ball off, and this is about to be a 15-yard completion.
Right.
You can go back and watch the game last night. There was probably, I don't know, somewhere between 7 and 10 different throws that he made where he got absolutely crushed.
I saw one play we were talking about being more and more comfortable with his foot. The one that he had throw out of bounds, but you made sure you got past the line.
Yep.
Yeah, he looked,
and he rolled out
he
a little,
rolled
bit.
Out a little bit. Yeah, I was like, look at Kirk.
Yeah, no, the Kirk like injury stuff, that's over. Like, I think it was over week
was over
two.
You could
see it in week two. But if you were still hanging on to some of that stuff, that's the man threw the franchise record passing yards last night. He went for 509 yards last night, which is crazy. Just an incredible performance. Trey is in Duluth. What's up, Trey?
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all taking my call. I wanted to publicly say I think I owe an apology to Kyle Pitts because I've been dogging that man all season long.
You ain't alone.
You're not the only one.
But that's last night. I think he proved he's the one catching passes on Thursday night, and I'm the one calling into the radio station talking about him. So, hey, respect to Kyle Pitts.
Appreciate it, Trey.
Well, I didn't know today was going to be a full confessional, but that's
man,
all right.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
we're here
that,
for you.
Trey.
We got you,
man. We sit behind the look. What's it?
Pulpit? No.
Yeah. No, that's pulpit. That's us.
I know. Yeah.
That's us.
What is that?
Did I say us?
That's us. We are the pulpit. What is that little thing? I've never done a confessional. I'm not Catholic.
I'm not Catholic either. So, but we just being a dumbass teenage kid. We went in one. Just to see.
What'd you do in there? It's okay. You can confess what you did in the confessional booth.
We didn't know what to do.
Confessional booth.
We didn't know that's what it is. But, yeah, we went in when we were kids, man. Just doing dumb stuff, man. Doing dumb stuff. But what I always say, man, I stand by this. I'm going to need some assistance to get in there. But
sure.
I'm going to get in them gates.
Yeah, you said it. You said it perfectly.
Yeah.
You're not a first ballot.
Yeah, ain't no first ballot.
Kevin.
But I'm going to be back. I'm going to be in the back, dog.
You'll get-